the highest philosophy was, well, if you pick them up, they stop crying, so that proves that picking them up is bad because it spoils them, right? What do they need? I fed them, I changed them, and they're crying. And so it was like a real, just a different paradigm, a different way of seeing the world, but we both adapted somewhat. So there's this scene where we're all, Tahija and Kaki and I are in the living room reading. We like to get a book and, you know, pass it around and read out loud, and we're reading Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which Tahija loved, and she actually read it straight through out loud, standing up, walking around the living room. It's a short book, but still, there was a lot of reading. So she's reading it. Demir is upstairs crying, and he was the only one who was breastfed, so they came home staggered every 2 weeks. So when the second one came home, he suddenly got much less attention, and he did not like it. You know, so he was basically being weaned very early, and he's raising a lot of racket over it. So Demir started crying. He'd been weaned for some time, but still seemed not quite to have given up. So he just stopped her pacing at the foot of the stairs. Damir, louder crying. Maybe he needs something, Kaki suggested. I fed them, changed them. What's he got to be all fallen out about? He's playing me. She read on over his crying, then finally marched up the stairs, coming down a moment later with Damir wrapped and quiet in a blanket. See, she said, soon as I picked him up, he stopped crying. Means he's spoiled. He didn't need a thing, not one thing. Maybe he needed to be held, I suggested, and now that he has it, he stopped crying, Kaki finished for me. Tahija got comfortable in the rocker. His eyes reflecting the lamplight, Demir gazed out at us from the billows of his mother's T-shirt, not the least interested in Kaki or me. Got her all to yourself now, don't you, I said. He smiled, the tears of a moment before still wet on his cheeks. Spoiled rotten, Tahija said, but gently this time. Finding her page, she went on reading and read straight through to the end of the book, stopping only to threaten to write the author and complain about a plot turn that simply made no sense. Fighting sleep as long as he could, Demir listened to her voice as if to the music of the spheres.